looking for love like from frustration.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means I'm going to be joined by my good friend Ken O'Neill for the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. And we're going to be joined by someone that it's an honor to have on the show, and that's Frank Zane. That'll be during the first hour. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Connie Weaver, distinguished professor from Purdue University, to talk about bioactive foods and ingredients for health, a recent study that can point the way to the things that you should include in your diet on a day-out, day-in basis. But let's get started. First of all, my good friend Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's a beautiful day here at Trans-Evolutionary Radio, isn't it?
It sure is. Sun's shining, supposed to be in the 90s today.
Yes, yes, and all the chakras are open. Listen, we have this is an amazing guest, and this is thanks to your friendship with him. We are joined by Frank Zane. How you doing, Frank?
Pretty good, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you kind of lead the way here, Ken, because I think that you pretty much have an idea on where you want to go with this interview.
Oh, we can go all kinds of places. Frank's just published a new book. In fact, it's just out now, right, Frank?
Yeah, it came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called Let's Grow, and it's all about growing not only physically but emotionally, spiritually too. And it's got all the programs in there for that, the training, meditation, all kind of stuff, just to help you get to a better place in your life. And it's doing quite well, actually.
You know, I think that when I started doing this show 10 years ago, physical culture was a foundation for a lot of the messages of the show. And while I kind of tiptoed around the whole mindfulness and importance of the mental aspect of life, I'm talking about, not of just physical culture, I mean of life in general, it became more and more apparent to me that if I did not start to invest more and more time in focusing on the way our brain functions, what we can do with it, what we can't do with it, that we would never really reach that superhuman status that and when I talk about superhuman status, I mean, I want to live as long as I can live. I don't want to die of a slow progressing disease where the last third or fifth of my life is spent waiting to die. I want to die suddenly. I've always said I hope that I've got a bar across my back and I'm deep in the hole with a good squat and I go out that way. And so part of that mission of living a superhuman life has to be focusing on the mind. But Frank, you got this a long time ago, didn't you? I mean, this isn't new to you.
I sort of got into all this when I was 14. That was almost 60 years ago. And I took up weight training, meditation and yoga, and archery all at about the same time. And I sort of kept on with all of them because they all fit together. Not so much with archery anymore because I've had injuries over the years that more or less has made me change my shooting habits. I don't really get to do too much of it. But my training is still going strong, and I meditate on a regular basis a lot. Because it's part of the recuperation aspect of training. You know, working out with weights the way I've done over the years, basically you don't build anything. You destroy your body when you're training it, and you got to give it time to rest and repair and recuperate. Of course, sleep is important, but staying calm during the day and also getting at least an hour or more of deep meditation has helped me restore myself, and it's going great right now at this point in my life. I'm really feeling fantastic, and I'm curious as to what kind of progress I can still make physically. You know, the body's still there.
Well, and that's
it. Keep improving it.
That's an interesting a comment. I had a thought, and Ken, please jump in here. I had a thought yesterday when I was thinking about this interview. So many of us selfishly look to mindfulness and meditation as an adjunct or a tool to help us build our body. Ultimately, we're being selfish. We want greater gains in the gym. We want greater strength in the gym. So we know that if we get our mind right, lots of things can happen. Maybe our body will grow faster. We can clearly be stronger and more focused in the gym. But I wonder how much of the reverse is true. Those of us that embrace physical culture, do you think that we have a better opportunity when we turn to mindfulness than the person who isn't involved in physical culture at all? They just sit around and then they want to embrace mindfulness as well.
Yeah, we do, because we're doing a focused activity. When Michael Murphy did The Future of the Body, one of the things he found was spontaneous immersion of meditative skills and some of the things that go with them amongst professional athletes, amongst fine and performing artists. None of them have a discipline close to meditation. They just do the same thing over and over and over with focus. You know, they're essentially making a mindfulness tour without a map.
Interesting.
Those of us that go into a formal mindfulness training have a map that will highlight some of the things that happen along the way, some of the events, some of the tourist sites, you might say, that we evolve through. But Mike discovered just an amazing amount of phenomena normally associated with meditation and shamanism occurring spontaneously in fine and performing artists and athletes. So, yeah, I think that we have a very definite lead in there. Moreover, I think the problem isn't our training so much. It's our lack of that map, and that's a feature of our culture. Our culture diminishes the role of consciousness, of being consciously awake. It did it through religion, and then when science took over, science has perpetuated that.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the foundations of contemporary medical practice, doctors don't want to know about your mind, don't want to know about your stress. They reduce it to taking pills instead of gaining skills. It's that kind of world.
Frank, do you think
skills
that when you...
Pills.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I just said... He said taking pills, and it's skills, not pills. That's basically what it's all about.
Yeah. And now, Frank...
You know, bodybuilders, especially those who train on a regular basis, are already good at meditation. They may not realize it, but basically, when you're in the gym and you're doing repetitions, when I train, it's all against the background of counting. It reminds me of Zen meditation,
uh-huh.
The beginning techniques where you count your exhalations up to 10. 10 is sort of a magic number in bodybuilding. We generally do sets of 10. Sometimes we do more, sometimes less. But it's all based on that. It's the same kind of thing. Basically, you're focused on what you're doing against the background of counting. You know, it not so much focusing on the breathing, although you are breathing, but you're not necessarily paying strict attention to it while you're doing the set, because the other that goes on by itself, just so you're not holding your breath. But it's like an act of meditation, and so you have great focus from training. I know that's one of the attributes I've developed from training. Well, meditation too is my focus is really good, and I think that that's one of the big things responsible for my success is when I'm doing a set, nothing else exists. It's the focus is I'm there 100%, and you have to learn how to do that. Once you do, you apply that to other areas. So there's a lot of carryover with this, and it's basically training is meditation in action.
And that
I've
that was actually the question
you,
I was
going to
ask him. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I have something I want to throw in here too. Go ahead.
Frank's noted for body sculpting, not just throw the weight on there and randomly get the body that comes out. Frank's noted for perfect sculpting. So my question to you, Frank, is when you're doing that training to isolate and shape a muscle, is there not more mindfulness going on of specific areas of a muscle, of specific movement that's isolating and concentrating and bringing it out?
My body answers that. As I'm doing the set, I can feel the areas I want to isolate working. Toward the end of the set, I might even get a little burn from it. But then after I finish the set and I stretch, I feel that area that I've been isolating pump up, and then I know it's right. And so basically I'm getting feedback from the area as I work it. And as I look into the mirror, I see how it's affecting me, and I see what my new body, my future body, is looking like.
Wow.
And so when I work out, I'm actually looking into the future all the time, because that's where it's headed. That's where the body's headed, if you can pump up that way. So really, it's all about pumping up. And my book is about that. It's about how to grow specific areas, and it's all about form. It's not something I can explain or even show in a book. I can show people it, you know.
Right.
And it takes a while to learn. You don't get to be a black belt in martial arts, you know, in a week. You don't get to develop perfect movements and form in your movements in a week either. It can take you many years. You know, though, I just had some clients here. The guy was a Navy SEAL, and his girlfriend was a helicopter pilot in the Navy. And she never worked out before with weights before. She had perfect form on everything because she was used to, as they say in the service, standard operating procedure. They're really focused on how to do it. You're flying a helicopter, man, you better be paying attention. All these little things to do. And so she was able to pay attention, be focused on everything I showed her, and she got it right away, you know. And that's a skill that people can develop or have, or, you know, everybody's a little bit different in that respect. But I think that gets back to the mindfulness, the focus you have, the ability to concentrate on what you're doing to the exclusion of other things. So, and it's not even so much you're focused that much. It's spontaneous. With me, when I'm trained, it's spontaneous. I don't try to do anything.
We have to take a break, but I want to plug your book for a second. Where can people find the book, Frank?
FrankZane.com. I don't sell in stores. I only market through my website because I'd like to see who's getting stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And basically, it's all built that way. So
yeah.
That's how it works.
So FrankZane.com. People can go there to get the book. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a lot more to discuss on this episode of the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own soul, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. The Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. We're joined by three-time Mr. Olympia, Frank Zane. Frank, does that still mean something to you, being three-time Mr. Olympia?
Sure. You know, it's funny, as you get older, you look back at your life and what you've accomplished. And, you know, when I was doing all that stuff, competing, and I put a great deal of emphasis on taking photos of my condition, and that's really how I trained. I got feedback from my photos instead of measuring myself or body fat composition, even weighing myself. You're judged on what you look like, so I figured, well, why not just focus on that since they're not looking at the other stuff? Plus, that's really what tells you how you're looking, you know, your balance, your symmetry, your definition, everything. And so I did that, and as a result, I got a great awareness of you know, what had to be done.
You know, that's really interesting. I mean, the fact that you were taking photos of yourself and looking at them, because you could be objective then, the way a judge would be. You're right. Now, who cares? The judge isn't going, gee, I wonder what his body fat is. They're looking at whether or not you reached a certain level of conditioning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I realized that early on, and I took thousands and thousands of photos, and as a result, I have more images, I think, maybe than anybody else of all time who's ever a bodybuilder. I have stuff I haven't used. I've been publishing a magazine called Building the Body for 16 years now. It's more like what it has been is more like a fan magazine, because all the stuff in there is about me. But I would like to get more stuff from other bodybuilders who are from the golden age. You know, I just did a feature article on Larry Scott, who recently passed away.
Right.
One of my idols, fantastic body. I'm talking to Lee Labrada right now from, you know, basically was great in the 1980s. Still in fantastic shape at 57, looks amazing.
I know, I just saw him at the Honor. They look great, I know.
Yeah, I wanted to get some stuff of him. He's going to be on a cover, and he's working on an article. So I want to publicize the look that everybody wants. You know, that's all I hear. I don't like the way these guys look anymore. They're big, freaky monsters. You know, I don't want to look like that. I'd rather look like the guys in the 70s. Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Right.
Now, why aren't there more? Why don't people look like that? Why don't people train to look like that? That's my mission, is to get people to train to look like that. They seem to want it. I don't see anybody getting it. I just see freak shows, bodybuilding shows, big bulky guys on stage, no aesthetics, no good posing. You know, just it's about spectacle, not about art or development anymore. So
I agree.
That's basically what I proposed to do, and I think, you know, as I get older, I get more into it, the angles I have to pursue to continue to make progress. Yeah, but, you know, right at the top of all of it is awareness, is knowing what you look like, learning to see yourself the way other people see you, and that's what a photo provides. So
Yeah, it's really good. All right, so I had a kind of a moment of clarity this morning. And Ken, you'll get a kick out of this. So I've been practicing mindfulness much more. I'm a disciple of transcendental meditation, but I fell away from it for years, and now I've been reintroduced to it again. So this morning I had a very, very heavy leg day planned. And for me, I mean, I'll be 56 next week, and I know that's still young. But I'm lifting very, very heavy weight. And I noticed something, that when I start squatting heavy, I have to be very, very focused, because I lost a hamstring last year in a deadlift that went bad. And so I have to be very, very focused and make sure that my hips are straight and that I'm putting equal pressure on each side and blah, blah, blah. And I have this saying, a noise in my head: the heavier the lift, the more distracted I feel. I feel like there's more noise in my head. I'm nervous about the lift. Am I going to hurt myself? And so on and so forth. But what I noticed this morning, and Ken, you'll get a kick out of this, since I've been doing my mindfulness practices, I started to count before I did my first set. And before I even got up on the platform, I started to count, and I kind of found my center, and I got under the bar, and I kept counting. And I used my counting of my breaths to control my rep pace. And I noticed that the noise wasn't nearly as bad as it usually is when I got into the heavier lifts. And so there's an example of where mindfulness can benefit you. I'm not after an aesthetically pleasing physique. I'm after maintaining muscle and strength into my older age. That's all I care about. I'm never going to be ripped to shreds. I don't have the discipline for it. That's why. But I mean, for lifting heavy, I think that the mindfulness really can benefit you once you start to become, you find it easier to get into that mindful groove. What do you think about that, Ken?
I think that's a preliminary stage. Where I would advise is going down the road a bit to where you get under that bar, your meditation takes you into being totally empty.
Where you're not, you don't feel fear, you don't feel anxiety, you don't feel anything.
You don't feel anything. You're in a primal state of mind that in Sanskrit is called shunyata, or emptiness. One of the names for Zen in traditional China is Ku Mon, where Ku means emptiness and Mon means gateway, the gateway to emptiness.
Mm.
When you get in that stage, all those emotions are gone, and the lift turns into pure movement. In a bodybuilding context, it's pure pump. It's pure movement.
Interesting.
You been there, Frank?
Oh, I don't know what you guys are talking about at all, man. I never heard of any of that stuff. No, seriously. With me, it's not so much about...
He had me for a second.
About lifting. It's not so much about lifting heavier weights. It's about making lighter weights feel heavier. Because for me, the thing is, I don't want to get injured. I've been injured my whole life. Injury here, injury there. It's from lifting heavy, doing stupid stuff, not being focused, done it all. And so now I want to keep training. And the thing about it is that injuries is what stops you. If you get hurt so bad, you're not going to be able to keep doing it. Or you can do it, but you have to modify it. So what I've done with my training is I don't do heavy squats anymore. I've been squatting with my leg blaster device for the last 30 years. I can still squat, I still have muscles in my legs.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys that are 72, they've given up on that long, long time ago.
Right.
The lower backs hurt, knees hurt, can't do it. And so I've found ways to continue doing it based on what mistakes I've made in the past, so I don't reactivate old things or get any new injuries. You know, I mean, I have a sore elbow right now from working out the other day. Starting a little bit too heavy on dumbbell pullovers and then working triceps, and now I'm nursing that back to health.
Yeah.
You know, and just nothing new, but I know how to do therapy, and you know, the thing is, things don't last, things change, and it all works if you give it time. So I think the main thing is continuity with me, continuity, not breaking records, not seeing how much I can lift, not lifting more than somebody I'm training with. I mean, I'm training with a partner that's stronger than me in a lot of stuff. And that's great. That's what he needs. That's what he can do. That's what he needs to do. But I don't need to do that, you know. I have my own focus, my own mindset. And basically it's about, getting all the workouts. The three workouts a week is what I do with weights. in perfect form. And, you know, just everything, I've been doing it so long, it's not anything I have to exert myself to do. I'm not so much attached to outcomes or results anymore. I feel like I'm already there, and I do this because I love it. And that's the bottom line. I'm not trying to get anywhere. I'm already there. I've been there.
Right.
You know, and I have the muscle memory. It's intact. I think I can be in fantastic shape the rest of my life, and I'm curious as to what extent I can get with that. And
that's pretty cool.
That's my entire motivation.
We have to take a break to stay on the clock. The website is frankzane.com if you want to get his new book. What's the name of the book again, Frank?
Let's Grow.
Let's Grow. I like that. Let's Grow.
And subscribe to Building the Body.
Oh, that's a newsletter?
It's a quarterly
magazine.
Yeah,
it's more like a magazine. You know, it's a 32-page magazine. No advertising, no pay advertising. It's all about training. And, of course, I tell what I do. To that extent, there's advertising. But, you know, it's not it's not paid for by advertising.
Gotcha.
It's paid for
it's
by me. And I'm not
making
any money with
publication
it.
Of today's world.
So you said it's the premier independent training publication of today's world. That's a pretty impressive statement.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I like that.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, I'm gonna give you a peek on what I want. I'm gonna throw one word at each of you, and I want you to expound on it. The word is ego. You're listening to the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, with Ken O'Neill, and you can go to transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more about Ken. Stay tuned. More of Frank Zane when we come back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive. The pesticides are expensive. And you use more and more and more. And now to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenoir on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show. We are joined by Frank Zane. And when we went into the break, I kind of used a little teaser. I said, when we come back, I'm going to throw a word out, and that is ego. And what I really want to get from each of you individually is your opinion of ego. Is it good, bad? Does it get in the way? Is it helpful? And if so, when? And we'll start with Frank. Let's start with Frank. What do you think about it, Frank?
Well, you need to, I guess you might say you define it first, what's ego. Basically, I think it's your sense of self, your middle self, the self who speaks, your face to the world. You need ego to function in the world. And one of the things that bodybuilding helps is to build self-confidence, build sense of self, build ego. And as we continue to train with weights and build our muscles, we consequently build our ego too. We become identified with that, and that's who we are. We become more and more into the muscle building scene. And it goes on and on. We win contests, or the validation of our ego, and the trophies are a symbol of our ego. I got to the point in my competition where after I won Mr. World in 1969, the trophy was in Belgium. It was 250 pounds in marble and granite. And I said, God, I can't even lift this thing. I had to leave it there. And so I would think, well, this is just like my ego is getting to be. You know, I can't even lift it. I got to leave it behind if I want to make progress, if I want to go on. So
that's,
I took the essence of that trophy, which was the sterling silver cup at the top of the trophy, and I kept that. Then a year later, the thing arrived by boat from Belgium, and I had the whole thing. I don't know where that thing is now. I think I still have the silver cup. But anyway, that's what ego is to me, basically. It's something anymore that I hang up on the coat rack when I come in the door, and I put it on when I walk out the door, and when I'm in the house. I'm not allowed to have an ego. My wife doesn't like it. I'm just a better person without that. So basically, I've been involved in an ego reduction campaign for quite a while now. And my goal is to not really hang around with people who have bigger egos than me, if I can help it. Now, I know I have a big ego still, because I've been all through this Mr. Olympia, blah, blah, this. But I'm really working on avoiding situations which boost my ego even more, because I don't need that. I'm working on deflating it as much as possible and making it usable for when I do need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think of ego.
That's really interesting.
That's
and very introspective. That's really, really cool.
And also, I think that if you don't, you could go to being immediately a selfless person your whole life and not develop your ego. But then you don't really have any kind of credibility in the world. The powerful person is one who builds a strong ego and then transcends it and realizes that they're actually much more than that. That's a small part of who you are, that mask. You know, there's a lot there. Most people don't have any kind of inkling as to what else is there. So my goal is to find out what else is there, and I'm finding out some pretty neat stuff. I'm digging up some nice treasures.
Interesting.
Over there.
What do you think, Ken? Ego.
I've heard the word for years, and I don't find it particularly useful, except in the way that Frank was talking about ego strength. I know that Carl Jung advised people not to take the inward journey until they were about 40, in the hope that by that time they had sufficient ego strength to not fall apart. I tend to favor instead, what do you know? And that distinction hinges on how most of us walk through life rather delusional.
Mm-hmm.
We have our social conditioning, our society, our cultures, taken for granted view of the world. And most of the wisdom traditions of the world say that's not reality. That's merely a representation of it and a limiting one at that. So the wisdom traditions go for something that, in the Western traditions called gnosis. And our G-N-O-S-I-S, and our word K-N-O-W comes from that word. And what they're looking for is a breakthrough experience in which you come to know more about yourself. You break the taboo against knowing yourself. And that's a long process of waking up, of immersion, finding those gems and gifts within yourself that Frank was alluding to. So in talking about gnosis or knowing, I think I'm just complimenting what Frank just said.
My opinion of ego is that it's like a weapon. I would put it in the same category I would put a gun or a pit bull.
As a defense?
Yes. I think it's what I show the outward world to protect myself so that I don't have to be fending off attacks all the time. It keeps the, it thwarts the attacks before they happen. But the problem with ego is, like any weapon, there becomes a time where you turn it, you can turn it on yourself. And that's when it does damage you. So, and to stay within the physical culture, confines of this discussion, I remember going to the gym, the day after a heavy back day and seeing some guy that I know deadlifting. And I know I can deadlift more than him. And I'm up on the treadmill going, maybe I won't train chest today. Maybe I'll go hit my back again and I'll go deadlift with him. That's called ego side. Like suicide. I'm going to turn my ego on myself and it's going to hurt me. So, you know, I think unfortunately ego is something that came, early on in our evolutionary journey, and it allowed us to fend off attackers before they even happened. Kind of the alpha male puts out this, this perimeter that says, don't cross this perimeter because I can kick your, you know, behind. But at the same time, it works well when you understand that it's a weapon. And as Frank points out, you don't bring your pit bull in and put him on your lap when your 3-year-old wants to come and sit on your lap. You don't bring your gun in the house and leave it on the table while you're eating because everybody's afraid of you. So you check your ego at the door. And that's a really good observation because you can't be intimate and close with people if your ego is between the two of you. And lastly, recognize when your ego is about to cause egocide. Recognize when you're about to do something for the sake of proving a point or putting a notch on your belt that's actually going to not just not benefit you, but actually harm you. Maybe in your social status, in your relationship, or physically in the gym.
So. I agree. I remember the first time Frank and I met up in Sausalito, California. He made the comment to a group of us there that, and this is ego side, I think, that the liability in bodybuilding is that once you've won the titles, it seems that most people go on to become alcoholics, drug addicts, or religious fanatics, noting there wasn't much difference between the three.
That's pretty cool. And you know what? But
there's nothing transpersonal in it. You're stuck.
Yeah.
You've put all your investment in being Mr. Something, and when the titles are over and there's nothing left to win, but the whole force of ego has been directed in perpetuity of being that, what's left?
Well, Frank, go ahead.
Ego is the essence of bodybuilding as character armor.
Yes.
It's the way, you know, as you build up your body, you build up your ego. Basically, what you're doing when you do bodybuilding, a lot of it starts out from what you might call deficiency motivation. We do this because we feel lacking. We want to build our bodies because we fear or whatever, you know, for some reason. I mean, I started because for self-defense. I didn't want to get beat up, and so I built my body up. I armored myself with muscle. I covered up that fear, and it went on and on. I built more and more muscle. Won titles, got rewarded for it, built more muscle layer after layer. My motivation is training for comp, winning competitions, build muscle, add more layers. Ultimate defense mechanism, the ego. Protect me from fights. Protect, you know,
right.
Basically don't, yeah. That was my easy way out of fighting. But, you know, you get to a point, then I got to the point when I my last competition at age 41, I had already won everything that I wanted to win. I wanted to win the Olympia another time, but I can see that wasn't happening, so I figured, oh, it's not, I better retire now, so this is it. Problem is that after that, where was the motivation? You know, before, the strongest motivation is competing. You train, you get on stage, and you compete against the world. You can't train any harder than to get like that, you know? But I realize you can only do that for so long, so now I no longer have that as motivation. What's my motivation? No more bodybuilding as character armor. Now, bodybuilding has to become something else in addition to that. It's not armoring anymore. It's about piercing the character armor and basically getting to see that bodybuilding is really an incredibly holistic method for personal growth. It has everything. You have the ability to change your appearance, to feel better, to look better. I mean, just it's amazing. People don't even know what bodybuilding is. It's a yoga. You know,
right.
It's a form of yoga, you might say. But it's never been accepted as that by people. You know, you tell people you're a bodybuilder now, and they say, oh, bodybuilder, steroids. You know, immediately that's the association. It's not even a good idea sometimes to tell people you're a bodybuilder because then you end up defending it.
Right.
You know, what yeah. I do, my thing is slip through life sideways. You know, don't be noticed. I don't want to attract any attention. When I want to attract attention, I will, okay? But most of the time, I don't want to waste the time just being noticed. Hey, look at that guy over there. Does he take? I don't want that. I want to have free time and do what I want to do and work on my own growth, you know, and consequently radiate that, not be around to defend the cause, which I know doesn't need defending, not in my line anyway. So that's how I feel about it. Bodybuilding as personal growth, not as character armor.
I like that.
And when you go to order Frank's new book, Let's Grow, also order the previous one, Symmetry, because what Frank was just explaining about character armor and so on, I believe 60% of Symmetry is a transpersonal, a statement of what he just was talking about. In depth, it's the unique work in the field of bodybuilding in that account.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have more. I've got another good question that I think that we'll feed right into this discussion. We're talking today with Frank Zane. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill and Carl Lenore right here on the Superhuman Radio Network. Stay tuned.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Now, I think that this next discussion fits nicely into the context of what we've been talking about, especially on the heels of what you said. Ken, you heard Frank say about bodybuilders after they win, you know, they go on to do this, this and that. So I've observed this, and we've talked about it on the show over the past couple of years, that in all walks of life, when someone reaches a level of success, self-destruction seems to be the one perk they feel they deserve. You see people from blue-collar workers who retire and then begin high-risk behaviors like drinking every day, smoking more, and eating lots more and moving less, to the wealthiest of wealthy who go off the deep end because they have the money to do it and do crazy stuff and kill themselves. So, and we'll start with Frank this time. Why do you think that we as a species see self-destruction as the ultimate reward for our success?
I don't think people think of it as self-destruction. I think they think of it as enjoying themselves and getting momentary pleasure from it. I mean, when, you know, person takes a puff, takes a drink of alcohol or a puff on it, it's satisfaction initially. You know, the other stuff, self-destruction, is what happens as a result of to continue to do it. You build up a tolerance to drugs and that stuff, and you have to do more to get the same kick, and it's never the same. And so it goes on and on. Basically, you can get a lot of good feeling from training and practicing deep relaxation techniques and meditating. But it's effort. It's not instantaneously. You know, it's not instantaneous. You don't just take a drink and feel a buzz from it instantly. You know, you have to develop the technique and get better at it. So I think it's the choices people make because of ignorance. They don't know. They think that's good.
Yeah.
It leads to something not good, you know. So there you go. That's my take.
What do you think, Ken?
You know what onomatopoeia is?
It's, yeah.
The sounds that
Latin.
Simulate an experience.
Yeah.
Well, in Japanese, there's the expression gusa, gusa, gusa. Gusa, gusa, gusa means busy, busy, busy. And I think so often peak achievers live lives of just nonstop busyness with some goal in mind. And when they hit there, What are they going to do next? They don't know how to enjoy. They've been so obsessed with the grasping, the gaining, the going for it, that when those goals are realized, they don't have a piece that says, now this is how you enjoy. So turning to substances, you know, people do all kinds of things. High-risk activities like motor cars, you know, race cars.
Yeah, motor. You see these old guys that never rode a motorcycle in their lives. They retire.
Yes.
They retire. They're 65 years old, and they go, I'm going to buy that Harley I never – no, now is not the time to ride a – when you were 20, it was the time. Your reaction time is a little slow now. You don't want to be – you don't want to be a moving projectile at this age.
And hey, so how about guys that take up bodybuilding when they're 60?
No. Wait a minute. Frank said something. We have to talk about that. That's not high-risk behavior. I think that's
But how about guys that take up bodybuilding when they're 60 because they've always wanted to do it when they're younger, but they never had a chance, so now they're going to do it. You think that's a good idea?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when you say take up bodybuilding, I mean – if they embrace physical culture, if they take up bodybuilding the way bodybuilding is today, then there may be some caveats to that. Absolutely, unabashedly, yeah, it's a good idea.
You know, what gets me is I run into some guys. Basically, they've always wanted. They're like in their 60s now. They've always wanted to do martial arts, so they take up martial arts, like karate and stuff. That's the dumbest thing they could do. If you're doing Tai Chi. You know, sudden fast movements when you're not used to is a good way to hurt yourself. You know, and another thing, CrossFit. CrossFit. Wow, physical cultures or physical therapists, I think, are very happy about this CrossFit sensation.
Yeah.
That's sweeping the nation and doing two-hand snatch and, you know, God, these people are going to kill themselves. But, you know, I mean, that's what's trending now, I guess. So, you know, people are going to do it. When you were talking, it reminded me of a song that I wrote years ago. It's called "I'm in a Hurry to Relax," and I think that is where it's at with people today. They're in a hurry, relax.
I think that people don't give any thought to the end points of their behavior. That's what I think it is, because one of the things
how are they going to do that? Where are they going to get information in the culture to do that?
Well, no, but I think they do know. Here's my opinion of it. I think people are very well, it's been very well explained that regular alcohol use, regular tobacco use, and other high-risk behaviors carry a death sentence in one way or another. But one of the things that has served us well in the evolutionary process is our brain's ability to rationalize and deny. So I think that most people who say drink all day, every day, if you say to them, you know, it's going to kill you, they may nod their head to you, but in their head, they're thinking, nah, it's not me. There's something different about me. Yeah, I know my buddy died of smoking cigarettes, but I'm not going to quit because not me. There's something different about me. So we have this, and this is kind of like ego side, right? We have some real good skills as a species, but when we take them to the wrong degree, they start working against us. Denial is one of those things. I think that people know the end result of the behavior, but for some reason, they believe they're going to sidestep that somehow.
My favorite example of that is the guy I know. I'm not going to say who it is, but he was prominent in the fitness industry for manufacture of home equipment. And he worked out on a regular basis. He had a gym. I was in his gym and looking at his stationary bike. And he has an ashtray on his stationary bike.
That's funny. That speaks volumes.
There's nothing wrong with smoking. Yeah, so he could continue to smoke all the time. He has that ashtray everywhere on a stationary bike now. So.
I got a friend that's diabetic. He steps away from having to start taking metformin. His father died at a very young age of heart disease related to complications from diabetes. And he works for a liquor manufacturer. He's an engineer at a distillery. And he gets to drink every day. And in fact, he's losing weight right now to go on vacation, and he saves his calories so he can drink wine in the evening. And I look at him, and I know he knows what he's doing is wrong. And I've had to talk with him before, you know, as a friend, because I care about him, but I haven't had it anymore. He doesn't believe that it's going to affect him. If he got a letter in the mail from God, whoever it is that he believes in, what deity he believes, that said, hey, you know what? If you don't stop doing what you're doing right now, August 15th of 2017, you're dead. You die. We come get you. Like, I don't think he would change his behavior then either.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll live to 100. We don't know. I mean, look at George Burns.
Yeah.
These guys did everything, and they still lived. I mean, if it's in the genes, maybe there's not much else.
But, Frank, that's the problem.
Why take the chance?
Frank, that's the problem. Everybody looks to individuals like George Burns. See, that's when you look at individuals like that who represent one in maybe 10 million people and try to say, yeah, me too, that's a very risky pool to be in my opinion.
Oh, me too. I agree. I agree.
No doubt. One point of mindfulness training is to overcome what I would describe as fragmentation. And by fragmentation, I mean that we're generally not one consistent person, that habits are like responses that get triggered. You know, it's evening, time to drink.
Yeah.
The guy could have spent the whole day, I'm clean, this is the... turn over a new leaf, but that habit gets triggered like with no control.
Yep.
And that really bespeaks of a psychological condition of fragmentation or dissociation.
Yeah.
And what we do with long-term mindfulness is pull ourselves together and become more of one person.
You know, I think everybody's like that to some extent. We all have these separate selves, so many of them don't know each other. And that's what gets into trouble. We want to unite all of those. You know, it's the old parable. I don't have time to relate it, but it's the old parable of the horse, the driver, the carriage, and the master, the Gurdjieff parable, where, you know, we want to develop the master, but, you know, if we never take care of the carriage and, you know, the driver's not healthy, there's no way we can ever get to, you know, going in that direction.
All right.
So anyway, I think it's important to practice something where we could become whole and united, and all these things that we're doing, the working out and meditation, it's all in that direction, and they all take the place of things of that are a lower order of behaviors. I mean, this is the best thing you could do, but getting motivated enough to do it, that's another thing. You know, I mean, people don't know. What does it take to motivate somebody to do something? I don't know. I don't try to motivate anybody. I just try to be myself. I mean, that's my goal.
Ray Wiley Hubbard here in the town I live in has got a song, Conversation with the Devil, that kind of answers that. Some people get spiritual because they see the light, and others because they feel the heat.
I like that. And on that note, we have to end this interview. It went too fast. It's been great having you on the show, Frank. Really, really great.
Well, my pleasure. It's always nice talking about this stuff.
FrankZane.com. Go there. Sign up for the news, for the publication. Get the books, FrankZane.com. And, of course, learn more about Ken O'Neill at TransEvolutionaryFitness.com. Ken, thanks for putting this together, huh?
Okay. Next week we'll have Paul Burke.
There you go. So stay tuned till next week. All right. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Connie Weaver. And she's going to talk to us about bioactive foods. This is more about what Hippocrates said. Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. We're going to find out exactly why that's true. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning
fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, it was Hippocrates who first said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And we come all the way this far ahead in time to find out that he was right. My next guest is Dr. Connie Weaver, distinguished professor and department head at the Purdue University Nutrition Sciences. How you doing, Dr. Weaver?
I'm great. Thanks.
And you're great because you eat the right foods, isn't that right?
I try to follow the dietary guidelines.
Well, that remains to be seen whether that's the right food. But let's talk a little bit. So this paper that you just published, explain why you published this paper.
So I've been doing a lot of research in evaluating other people's research on ingredients and foods that seem to promote health. So we call them bioactive foods or bioactive ingredients. And there's little impact now on any of these health-promoting constituents or foods in public policy. So my paper is to put out some examples of hot areas of research and then to call for the government to put together committees that would identify what level of evidence do we need to be able to make public health messages or advice, make policy, because that's needed in order to direct the research. Now we have all kinds of research. Some are very small studies. Some of them have appropriate or not appropriate outcome measures. And I think the policy needs to be in place to say this is what we would need to be able to say to the public, this would be a beneficial diet change to promote health on a certain tissue or to prevent a disease or optimize performance. And if we had the bar, if you will, in place, then people would know, okay, this is what I need to study, or this is what I need to sponsor in terms of research so that we can create the evidence to be able to meet that bar to benefit the consumer. Ultimately, our goal is to benefit consumer health.
My only fear is that there's lots of science that's been out there for a while in the area of bioactivity of certain foods. And their bioactivity cuts both ways. There are things that we know are harmful. They have bioactivity that is not beneficial. And obviously, there are things that we know are beneficial. But my only concern is waiting for government to dictate so that science can pursue further may be the long way around the horn. In my humble opinion, what we're learning now very, very quickly, thanks to things like the internet and social media and so on, is that if you get the word out, people vote with their dollars and things change a lot faster than government's recommendations.
So that's true, but you aren't able to communicate any products or foods to the public without following these guidelines. There's mm-hmm. hurdles to be able to make health claims or put something on the label. So that's why this paper is a call. Let's get the process identified and see what it would take, because it'll benefit the most people. You're absolutely right. An individual can look at an individual study and make a decision for themselves, but it won't be incorporated in large ways on package labeling. It won't motivate companies to try to improve their food supply if they can't make a claim about it.
Yeah.
It won't motivate school lunches and the military and whatnot to adopt these things for the masses if there's not the traditional process of enabling a claim.
And as you so eloquently point out, there won't be dollars to fund studies to find out in the first place.
Exactly.
So you're right. So we can't act if we don't have any information. So are there any bioactive ingredients that you find most interesting when you were doing this research?
There are quite a few. They actually mostly have been derived from typical foods, and so they're either ingredients or sometimes the whole food works, but the most bioactive ingredients that research has been done in products derived from milk, eggs, meat, fish, soy, wheat, broccoli, rice. Probably people are most interested in things that will be involved in weight management and lower risk of obesity and related diseases like diabetes and cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm. Cognitive function, another thing, was Alzheimer's disease is on the rise, so things that affect cognitive function as well.
That's of huge current interest, but our science for how to study benefits is in its infancy, so it lags behind in knowing cognitive function. In this paper that you've mentioned, the publications on flavonoids and carotenoids and phytonutrients is just really on the rise.
And exciting. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Absolutely.
In this area. And actually, opinions about things that we thought we knew about have changed in the past 5, 6, 7 years because of greater research into these types of bioactive ingredients.
That's true.
Yeah. We have to take a break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking right now with Dr. Connie Weaver from Purdue University. We're talking about bioactive ingredients for health. And hopefully scientists will get funded and information will be propagated and people will know more and more about these, because the government will be interested in helping to reduce the burden on healthcare, because that's what we're really talking about ultimately here. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba X-Ray Edge colostrum powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the Green Fed Dairy banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, there's that ghost in the system again. For some reason, this happens every day at this time. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Connie Weaver. We're talking about really, what we're talking about here is getting public policy to catch up with what we are learning already, especially if you've listened to the show over the past decade, that there is good things about food, and sometimes they can actually help reverse diseases. What do you see the biggest challenges right now in this, really, this movement that you're calling for? You're looking for government to understand so that science can be funded and manufacturers can start focusing on improving the amount and quality of these bioactives in the diet. What's the biggest challenge?
Probably the funding to get committees together to make the decisions for the process. Everybody's in a squeeze, and it takes time for people to put into making these decisions, or otherwise you have scientists ready to do it.
What about the other side of the coin, right? So you have, unfortunately, some small number of unscrupulous companies out there who would look to benefit from maybe some science that's a little shoddy, and they're going to go, hey, we want to get in on this too because we want to be able to say this about our food.
Well, that's also why we need the policies in place to say what is the level of evidence you need, so that it would take a substantial amount of evidence that a whole consensus committee could agree on to say, yes, this has got enough backing, enough science to make claims this could improve your health if you routinely consumed walnuts or whatever it is.
Right. And I remember the poor people at Diamond Walnuts couldn't say that it was heart healthy, even though it was, and science showed it, because they had not gone through the FDA approval process to be able to say walnuts were heart healthy.
And interestingly enough, the sort of FDA equivalent in Europe, EFSA, has made the claim now. So you can say up to 30 grams of walnuts in your food or in your diet can improve blood vessel elasticity. So Europe's ahead of us in evaluating quite a few bioactives for health. Do you want to hear about some of the research we've been doing in our lab?
Please, please.
On bioactives?
Yes, please.
So there's several lines. One of the exciting areas is we've been feeding some prebiotic fibers that enhance calcium absorption in kids around pubertal ages, and that's associated with changes in gut microbiota that can ferment the fiber and produce short-chain fatty acids that that correlates with increased calcium absorption. Mm-hmm. So our calculations would suggest that adolescents could build more peak bone mass to prevent fractures later in life with regular consumption of prebiotic fibers. So we're pretty excited about that.
That is exciting. Wait. I want to stay with this for a second.
Yeah.
So the emerging science of metabolomics is really intriguing. I really like it a lot, right? Because it's opposed to trying to find a hypothesis to design an endpoint and work towards that endpoint. It's more like a rocket goes up into the sky and explodes into thousands of little smaller, and we watch them all. We watch all. That one went out first. Those went there, and we learn from the gestalt of the whole situation. And so one of the things that we're learning, and we've seen this from some great studies like the old Amish gut study, is that different microbiome may actually be the reason that some bioactives work for some people but not for others. So how do we solve that problem? How do we affect the diversity of the microbiome in this ultra-sanitized world we live in?
So one of the things that wouldn't be eliminated because of that ultra-sanitized world, well, we all have a microbiome despite our fairly sterile environment. But one recent finding is that there are sex differences. Men and women have different gut microbiome that influences their disease risk, like for diabetes and whatnot. So we're at the beginning of a very exciting era where we can look at what are people's inherent genetics and epigenetics? How does that interact with the diet they take in? How does that influence the gut microbiome? Or what's their natural gut microbiome due to if they were breastfed or bottle fed, or there's sex differences, because it must be that sex steroid hormones affect the gut microbiome? And how does that influence who reacts to the diet, to then set them up for being more at risk or less at risk for certain diseases?
Right. C-section babies don't have the same established microbiome that vaginally delivered babies have. I mean, there's so many things that play into this in our society today. I've actually started to think that this is going to sound really kind of silly, but I've actually started to think that we have evolved as a result of our microbiome's needs. So the microbiome said, you know, we need legs so we can walk, and we need eyes so we can see. And because we're finding out now that the microbiome may actually be the last frontier in health And it's just big glob of microbes that we think we're just afraid of. Ooh, microbes. You know what I mean? It's
stunning. Isn't silly at all what you said. The evolution of gut microbiome in as well as your food supply and your own slowly changing genetics all interact together.
Yeah.
I did another paper recently looking at the co-evolution of milk drinking and the changes in genetics, and kind of a similar pathway. The people who
have lactase persistence, you're talking about.
You're absolutely right, the lactase persistence. Right. But not only did the people who were exposed to milk start evolving the gene to be able to tolerate the lactose, but the lactic acid bacteria that you make the cheese from started evolving. So it's more effective in converting lactose into its constituent sugars, so people are more tolerant of it. It was all evolving together. So really interesting how nature works, isn't it?
Yes. So we've learned that one of the microbes found in breast milk, which is Lactobacillus, I'm going to forget the name now, Roteri, was given to rats and reversed their aging. Have you seen the study? I'm paraphrasing here, but
I haven't seen that specific study, but I know there's a lot going on now with the human milk oligosaccharides and how that's they preferentially ferment favor certain microorganisms that can live on those substrates, and that's caused a whole evolution. It's very exciting.
Well, Lactobacillus roteri, R-U-T-E-R-I, I believe it's spelled, is found in mother's breast milk, in mammalian breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And when given to old rats in their water, ad lib, and it wasn't even live bacteria, they said. This was just, they put the bacteria in the water. They had no way of telling whether it was live or not because obviously it wasn't refrigerated. The old rats, their coat changed, the quality of their skin changed. They started to undergo lordosis and mounting more frequently. They reestablished.
Wow.
Yeah, they actually became young. And when they were sacrificed, their organs looked more like younger rats' organs than the older rats that were given the placebo. So we actually did a show about this. So my question to anybody who's working in the microbiome area is, how do we diversify our microbiome? How do we introduce these things and get them to take root in our gut and stay and enhance our ability to cope with diseases or shift the balance of being more susceptible to one disease than another? How do we increase the diversity of our microbes in our stomach?
So we're at the beginning of the understanding, but these prebiotic fibers, like soluble corn fiber and other prebiotic fibers, are increasing the diversity. In just 3 weeks of these adolescents on daily consumption, increasing the diversity of the microorganisms in ways that improve mineral absorption and utilization. And because now there's such a connection between bone and heart, and people who are more cardiovascular healthy have a greater diversity of gut microbiomes than those who aren't as healthy, this is one possible way.
Right.
And I think our research is the first one in healthy people showing an improvement of some diet thing that can shift the gut microbiome, because most of the studies in the past have been on people who have some sort of irritable bowel or diarrhea something. So you're improving from an unhealthy state. So we're real excited because we're showing even in healthy people you can be more healthy on some chronic disease risks that many people face later.
We have a sponsor, Quest Protein Bars. They have 18 grams of prebiotic fiber in each of their bars. They use an isomaltose oligosaccharide, I think is what it's called, and IMO, I think is the short term for it. It's a digestion-resistant carbohydrate. Is there a a tipping point. I've eaten six of those bars in a day. And I'm wondering sometimes is it possible to get too much fiber? I know when I read Dr. Daniel Lieberman's book, the story of the human body, I can't get enough fiber because my ancestors were getting hundreds of grams of fiber a day, chewing roots and tubers and all that sort of stuff. Have we changed much? Should we be looking for a lot more fiber, or should the 20 grams a day that the RDA recommends be enough?
I don't think there's an upper level of fiber that I can think of, suggesting you're probably right that a lot is safe. Your own bowel will tell you if you
overdone it. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Probably. But most Americans are way short of the recommended amount. So improving fiber generally is really good for relaxation and then maybe these other extra health benefits that we're starting to see.
Well, there you go. Two Quest protein bars a day, and you're over the hill with your fiber.
Our prebiotic fiber in adolescence was at a lot lower level than that. Yeah, so half that amount was causing the benefits I'm talking about.
Exciting stuff. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. We're talking right now with Dr. Connie Weaver from Purdue University. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Connie Weaver. We're talking about things found in foods that are good for you. And I think the question then becomes, Dr. Weaver, we know that pharmaceutical drugs need to have a very, very, very high level of confidence that they're going to do what they say they're going to do, because they carry almost always negative effects because they're drugs. They're not natural things that we're used to eating in our diet. But my fear is that the authorities having jurisdiction over what we can say about certain ingredients, say omega-3 fatty acids, well, they've already been talking about that, but I mean something new, some phytonutrient found in some food product, they're going to have to perform the same level of proof, and it's so expensive, and I don't see food manufacturers paying the FDA millions of dollars to say this is what our food does. What, can they relax the process for foods, and then will the drug manufacturers scream like babies?
So there's something new to worry about along those lines, is now they're suggesting there's been a comment period that FDA is taking comments, but they're considering making research go under a drug-like process.
That's my fear.
And getting an investigational new drug. I mean, even the title of it doesn't match food. Investigational new drug before you can even conduct research. And I don't know what their final decision is going to be after this comment period, but I've certainly been working to help along with others to give feedback that the level of confidence you need is likely very much less for diet than drug. And the concern over safety should be considered, but to a drug level where it's not present at all in your usual diet.
See, and this is my fear. This is my fear, and I say this with all due respect to the honest, hardworking people at the FDA. There are also some not honest people working at the FDA who are working on behalf of drug manufacturers to continually protect their footprint of financial reach. And the last thing a statin manufacturer wants, someone selling red yeast rice and saying, hey, you know, it's the lowest cholesterol. They don't want that. They don't want that because they want to deliver statins. And the FDA, unfortunately, has shown in the past that they act on behalf of their clients. And unfortunately, they forgot their clients are us because they never talk to us. They talk to the drug manufacturers. So they act on behalf of the drug manufacturers. This is my fear. My fear is that we're never going to benefit from this because the FDA is never going to let anybody do the kind of work that needs to be done. They're going to make them hold to the same standards as new drug applications. No one's going to want to do it.
If that comes about, the biggest problem is the food side of FDA doesn't have the staff or the expertise to process all of this paperwork and make decisions. So if it gets reverted over to the drug side of FDA, their whole system is set up for evaluating drug, and as you say, require really expensive trials to say anything in your diet might have any health benefit, and it's just not very logical to require that step. And then on the food side, because what intellectual property are you going to have around, okay, eat berries, and that's going to improve your bone health or whatever. So there's not going to be the motivation to undertake those expensive studies. And the research in this area will shrivel because the work, the investigators are unprepared to do the work and there won't be the funding very much,
right?
Because it's too expensive for what ultimately they would get to be able to say something in your diet is healthy.
There's another side to this that I'm going to bring out in a second, but to stay with this point for just a moment longer, the FDA is always looking to increase its reach and oversight into other industries. You would think that they would be chomping at the bit to increase the staff on the food side to accommodate this. And that's why I say, because they're always going to Congress and going, we need more money. We can't do the job we're tasked to do. We need more money. We need to hire more people. Well, here's a chance to hire more people on the food side. You'd think they'd been going, hey, hallelujah, let's do this. But they're not. And that tells me something. That tells me something. That something's not right. Now, there's another side to this wonderful opportunity that you're asking people to join in on. And that is, there are bioactives in food that do damage. We know now that certain lectins found in grains are pro-inflammatory. There's another thing that could happen if this comes about, and that is funding could occur and be submitted to this new agency that's allowing things to be said about foods to say, hey, our food doesn't contain this grain. That grain has been shown to cause inflammation that leads to atherosclerosis. Uh-oh, all of a sudden all the grain guys going, oh, man, this didn't work out because we're not selling more food. We're selling more of that food. We don't grow that food, and we can't sell our food now because they found out it's bad for you.
It's a very complex world.
Yes, it is. No, listen, you know what? I like what you're doing, because what you're really doing is being an advocate for the truth. That's all you're doing. That's at the end of the day, what you're saying, you're advocating the truth. Look, these things really do this. Let's be able to say it to people. There's nothing wrong with that. I love that.
I could tell you about a couple of other areas we're working with in our lab.
Please.
So one is we've been screening different sorts of dietary supplements and ingredients for their ability to stop bone loss,
okay,
like with menopause or aging men.
Mm-hmm.
And plums and berries and grapes have been so powerful, they're approaching the osteoporosis treatment drugs.
Really?
But without the side effects, because they're whole food powders, basically.
What pathway do they work? Do they work through calcitonin? I mean, how do they work?
So that is the grant I think we're about to get.
Yippee.
Is to help find that out. But I can tell you from other people's research in the literature, probably anti-inflammatory pathways.
Specifically for bone, in other words.
For bone, yeah. Right, in bone tissue.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Now, wouldn't that be great to be able to say, hey, eat your grapes, they'll keep your bones healthy. No,
I know.
Yeah. But,
I know.
But this is why I come full circle to what I said a second ago. See, when I first started doing this show, I wanted to be the Rush Limbaugh, like him or hate him, the Rush Limbaugh of anti-aging. I thought, I'm going to be
right
on every radio station telling people the truth about the things that lead to longevity. Activity, ancestral diets, get to sleep, protect your sleep, you know, all these good things that we know. And I couldn't get picked up by any radio stations.
Oh, really?
Well, then I realized, I see my show more like a club than something that's out there for everyone to consume. Not everyone's going to want to consume our information because it's counter to the mainstream message. And that's when I started to realize, you know what? We can make a difference in small select groups of people's lives who choose to vote with their dollars. So when we talk about research on this show, I know it's never going to get out to the mainstream. We're not going to see it on the nightly news. It's not negative enough, and we're not going to see the mainstream picking it up, and because they have advertisers that would get upset with them if they started talking bad about this or that or that. So that's why I come full circle to what I said before. I hope that this research does get done, like the one that you're getting the grant for. And who cares if the government says eat plums? As long as you get on enough shows like this and interviewed on magazines, you will have the effect, because what we're finding out, and you can look at Monsanto. Monsanto is on a downward spiral right now. They're struggling. They're asking the government to save their lives in so many other countries, including here. You know why that is? That's because people are voting with their dollars. There are campaigns coming from millions of places at one time going, boycott this, it's Monsanto, don't buy that. And they're feeling the pressure of that. So I say keep the faith, because your research will have the effect that you want it to have. I just don't think it's going to be, the charge is going to be led by the government and some agency on Capitol Hill that's going to oversee research and say, yeah, let's say this about this food. I think it's going to come through the grassroots and the trenches like this is right now.
It may be, but we do, we need to have enough evidence to get the balance of what's going on. It sort of alludes to what problem you were mentioning earlier, only I'm not that familiar with the grain story, but I am a lot more familiar with the soy story.
Okay, let's talk about that. I love soy. I mean, talking about it. So let's
Great.
Talk about that.
So one of the kinds of things I've published in the past is you have whole soy products, but then you have isolated constituents
right.
making supplements.
Right.
And different cultures consume soy differently. So in Asia, it's more about the whole soy food product.
Fermented quite often, too. Fermented quite often, which changes
That's true.
The soy. Yes.
That's true, yes. Which changes it. And probably affects the gut microbiota
yes.
if we had studies on that, like
yes.
you said. So you can look at epidemiological literature with soy, and there are huge benefits. The more soy and the more soy isoflavones in the diet, the lower the risk of hip fracture and breast cancer. It's very strong. But then you come over to Western diets, and they're not eating soy in that way. So even
right.
if they tried to look epidemiologically, you have a little more than zero, you know, and barely anything. And so it's not really a dose response look, because nobody's eating it up high enough to see if it could benefit against any chronic disease. So what do people do? They take out a isolated ingredient,
yeah.
and then you get mixed messages. Now, is it the difference between the genetics in Japan or Singapore versus the U.S. or Europe, or is it because the food or the ingredient is different? Now, with some of the same ingredients, we can show with really sensitive methods improvement in bone that are consistent with the Asian epigenetic studies. But when you do the long randomized controlled trials with DEXA, bone density as your outcome, they don't see any benefit. So it's partly method too.
Right.
So we're left with not knowing what to say about soy overall. We just don't know. And that's not the most troubling example, because it's either probably neutral or good for you.
Right.
We just haven't figured
it
out.
No, but I actually think there's some, and as I think you're alluding to, there's some bad things too. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick up on the other side. I want to stay with soy for a second, because this is a favorite of mine. We're talking with Dr. Connie Weaver from Purdue University. This is Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and
and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Connie Weaver from Purdue University. So when we were going into the break, one of the things that you were talking about is the reproducibility of some of this research.
Well, it's more like if you extract an ingredient out that you think the whole food provides, are you making a mistake? That's what I was thinking.
Well, and
of.
Also preparation of the food as we fermented versus...
Yep.
Dr. David Rand was on the show yesterday. He just published a paper on Drosophila. Those little beautiful flies. And they created 18 different genotypes and fed them different diets. They were trying to find the sweet spot to elicit the response for dietary restriction, hypocaloric diets, and an increase in sirtuins to see about lifespan, blah, 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 blah.
How fun.
Yeah, and what they found out was that the dietary restrictions and what combination of macronutrients were made up in the diet varied by genotype, which said that what they came back and said, you know what we learned from this study? Unless you are testing on a lot of different, he said, what we've learned from the Human Genome Project is that not all humans have the same genes. That's what he said. He said, this is nonsense that we test for one thing and one outcome. It can't be done that way. We have to test. There has to be other variables rolled into it. And this is why lots of research quite often doesn't play out when people try to reproduce it. Okay, so let's put that aside for a second now. You're talking about soy.
Yeah.
I have never been a fan of soy, and I'll tell you why. This is my theory, my opinion on soy. And I put on my evolutionary sunglasses when I look at soy, and I say, soy has phytoestrogens in it. This was probably, we know that in evolution, everything's goal is to reproduce. And in that way, if it can't fight, bite, or run, then it has to develop other defense mechanisms. And my humble opinion, phytoestrogen is a defense mechanism because the animals that ate the soy, the males, their estrogen levels went up, their reproductive cycle went down, and they basically wiped themselves off the planet if all they ate was soy. And so, we look at soy like it's manna from heaven. Oh, it's got phytoestrogens in it. Nature didn't put those phytoestrogens in it so that it could benefit humans. They put it there as a defense mechanism. Number two, we had no way of processing these grains back then and eating them with any great success. Now, move forward to this period of evolution. We can process things. We can make things edible that aren't designed to be edible. And so soy is got a lot of protein in it. It has a good amino acid profile. And so agriculture has embraced it. I don't think it's good. And when you look at, whenever we talk about soy, they always point at the Asians. Well, first of all, there's polymorphisms going on there that we don't have here in Middle Eastern European heritages that many of us have, and so on. Number one. Number two, they don't eat soy the way we eat it. They don't feed their babies soy formula in China. Isn't that amazing? When we look at them, all we say is, oh, well, the Chinese eat soy and they have no heart disease, which, by the way, isn't true any longer. But they don't feed their baby soy formula. They don't eat soy the way they eat tempeh. They eat fermented soy. They eat soy differently than we do here. How can we expect the same outcomes from it?
Well, that was my earlier point, that whole foods compared to isolated ingredients may give you entirely different results. We can talk about beta carotene versus fruits and vegetables, in the same sense, where trials with beta carotene did not provide the benefits you see observing the more fruits and vegetables, the lower your cardiovascular disease and better your immune function, the same sort of thing. But let's take your phytoestrogen example for a minute and evolution. Early man also only worried about reproductive benefits,
right,
before menopause. And so now we have a situation where we're living longer than our reproductive needs, and we are losing hormones, and our bones are paying the consequence. So it's kind of natural to look for dietary alternatives that might stop that bone loss when we've lost our ability to produce endogenous estrogens. But back to my berry and plum story, I think those will be better than phytoestrogens from soy, from what we've learned.
Yes, because they're not hormonal. It's not acting through a hormonal pathway.
But you would have thought, or the logic of many scientists was, we need to look for a hormonal pathway because that's what's disappeared with menopause. So it was logical, but it hasn't borne out with the same results you might have predicted.
What other research is your lab working on over that you could talk about?
So we've covered berries and prebiotic fiber, and we've covered soy. I don't have any results yet, but we're doing the first ever bioavailability study of potassium from foods.
Really?
So that's pretty fun. Potassium is a shortfall nutrient, one of the four identified by the Dietary Guidelines Committee that is pretty universally below what you should be taking in.
Right.
Only 3% of Americans meet the current recommended dietary allowance for potassium. And so the big link with potassium is reducing risk of hypertension and cardiovascular disease, and especially may protect against high sodium intake.
Right. I was just going to say, we're starting to learn now that reducing sodium could be very, very dangerous. Really, the answer is to increase potassium intake in the face of sodium intake.
And improve the ratio.
Right.
But it's harder to do, to say, eat a better quality diet than to just identify this one constituent and reduce salt. But that's what your whole show is about, is looking for ways to improve the quality of diet. And so potassium comes from many fruits and vegetables, but also dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And so kind of basically your dietary guidelines recommendations, if you eat more fruits and vegetables and dairy, that's how to get the potassium. But ironically, we've always just assumed that potassium bioavailability is high from foods. And there's not a single report in the literature of potassium bioavailability from any food. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine it. We just assume it.
Yes, we assume that it's 90%. And well absorbed. So we're doing a dose response of potassium from supplement compared to a food. And we're looking at white potatoes because that's the top level. It's got the highest level of potassium in any food.
Right.
But I'd love to study other potassium foods.
We did a show on potassium about three or four weeks ago with a doctor, a scientist from Germany who does the show regularly, doctor, I'm sorry, he's not a doctor yet. He's going to be, but his name is Adele Musa. Anyway, I got all tongue tied there. We did a show on potassium, and we talked about how some potassium supplements are better than others because they can add to the alkalinity of the body. They can help the pH of the body. Some don't. But then we talked about foods with potassium, and a favorite of mine, I love white potatoes sometimes. I eat plantain as an alternative to potato.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? It's tasty.
Yes.
It's got loads of potassium. It's got beta carotene in it. It's really, and it's a slow, it's a low glycemic index carb, more similar to sweet potato. And they loaded with potassium. So there's another good food right there.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how consumers do identify potassium with bananas, plain bananas, but not the other foods. You know, potato generally is better. White potato even is better potassium than bananas. But get bananas too. All of those foods. Plantains another good option.
And we talked about from an evolutionary perspective the amount of he looked at all the literature and we found out that we estimated that in a Paleolithic diet they were probably consuming upwards of 6,000 to 8,000. Milligrams. 6 to 8 grams
a day. Oh, I bet
you're
right.
Yeah.
It's the same with calcium. You know, once we had an agriculture revolution, early man probably was consuming over 3 grams of calcium a day, and now a half a gram a day on average.
Yeah. And the problem with calcium is like everything. See, one of my frustrations is we have this advocacy movement, right? There's a calcium advocacy movement. Oh, well, you've got to take 1,000 milligrams of calcium to supplement whatever you're getting in a day. Oh, but nobody keeps in mind that these are electrolytes. They like to be in ratios. The body struggles very, very hard to keep those serum levels in ratios. If it can't do that, sometimes it'll do diabolical things to itself to maintain those ratios. You can't just say, oh, get more calcium without saying, and magnesium, and potassium, and sodium, and chloride, and phosphorus. They have to all, and my frustration is now we have a magnesium advocacy. Everybody's, oh, we don't get enough magnesium. So now we're going to see a host of other imbalances because in the face of low sodium, low potassium, low calcium, people are going to increase their magnesium now.
So that's why I'm always talking about the dietary guidelines. You get those whole foods together and you get all those various electrolytes. And I agree with you, to look at any one in isolation isn't the best nutrition.
No, it's not. Whole foods, that's where it goes. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and putting up
You're
with
welcome.
Me. Yeah, this has been fun. Thank you so much. I hope that you'll be willing to come back on the show when you finish this potassium research because I'd really like to talk about it.
Very good.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank Frank Zane for coming on Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill and I. His website is frankzane.com, and, of course, Ken O'Neill's website is transevolutionaryfitness.com, and my website is carlisagoofball.com, so check that out, too. We'll see you tomorrow with more. Tomorrow is Friday, which means I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented. We'll see you then.